Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Hello, hello, hello.
What up?
My dear, dear, dear birdhouse friends. So we tried something different this week, and I think it will eventually take off.
Okay.
But we asked people to email Travis, and we were going to give them the week. And instead of doing, you know, 7, 8, 9 different people asking questions on Twitter, we would let one person control the segment. And I think there was a little bit of confusion because some people thought that they were just supposed to email and send in one question. One guy kind of got it, and sent in 3 or 4, I do believe. So we'll call from that, but I do like the idea of one guy kind of ruling the roost for the week. And, today, let's see, it will be Mark from Southern Oklahoma. We have an Oklahoma P1 who sent in a list of questions. And Mark, this will be your week.
Well, hello, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Mark. Welcome in.
Mark asks, what is the most expensive sports tickets you have had to pay actual money for? What was the event and how much?
For me, it was a boxing match in Vegas. Winky Wright versus Felix Trinidad.
Winky. Man, that's Winky a great Wright. Name.
Yep, yep. And that was 2003, 2004, something like that. And it was like $275 a seat.
Okay.
Matt?
I don't know. I was trying to think what it would be.
Now, we're lucky because this is kind of a loaded question because we get to go to a lot of these events and not spend much money if we choose. But there's obviously probably, I would say, 50% of the events that I want to go to, I can't get a ticket for. I have to pay for it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, honestly, mine might have been, at the time, it seemed like a lot of money, but Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals between the Stars and the Avs years ago, my friend's dad had access to tickets, but we had to buy them, and we had really good seats. And I was in college, so those... I remember in my head thinking, man, that's a lot of money, but, I mean, it might have been like $150 or $200 or something.
So you've not done anything like exorbitant in the last 25 years or so?
No, and then I was trying to remember, like, I went to Texas OU in 08, and that, me and my brother pitched in to get something there, but I don't know now. I don't know. Somehow I always figure out
a way around it.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, mine's
not even using a media pass, but like people I know or like a friend, especially like in the college football world when I was working over in Birmingham, we got a lot of access to different things.
Like OU Texas tickets now, face value is $175. That's face. Damn. And it's gone up $25, I think, every year in the last 3 years. So it's kind of getting to the point where I'm like, God, dude, this is getting stupid. In 3 years, is it going to be $250 just to get in there? But I definitely paid in 2004 for the national championship game, $500 a ticket to go see the OU-LSU game down in the Superdome for LSU's home game. And that was just an impossible ticket because it was LSU's first big game and it was at home. It was in their backyard and they were playing OU and I was like, man, I really want to go. It's not that far away. I can drive down there. And so I ended up paying $500 a piece to a kid who had a student who got tickets. I paid $500 to what I think was an LSU student so he could get $1,000 for two tickets. And now he missed out on seeing his team win a national championship,
but he also got
$1,000 for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting now to, those experiences are so valuable to me.
Easily, yeah.
And not even worrying about it beforehand. I was like, okay, there's no way I'd do that. But, my wife loves Ja Morant. So I bought tickets to see him in Memphis when they play Golden State.
Yeah.
It's not cheap, but it's like, okay, that's the experience that you want to go. You love it. Let's just make sure we do this. And it didn't quite eclipse the, the seats that I bought for the boxing match. It ain't that far off.
Yeah, and I think last year when we went to the World Series for Game 1, when I went with my brothers, I remember my brother Mark was like, hey, I got a couple people I think that might be able to get some tickets. How high are you willing to go? And I told him, I was like, man, to go see the Rangers in the World Series, that...
You have to pay anything for that.
Yeah, and I mean, at some point you had to be like, I mean, I can't just, you know, do whatever, but the number on that was pretty high. And yeah. It ended up not costing us that much, but that actually might have been the most expensive ticket I ever bought, because it was still over a couple $100.
Yeah, and Donnie, remember when we were in Miami in 2011 for Game 6 of Mavs Heat?
Right.
And, you know, the Mavs closed it out, Game 6, and I didn't want to sit in the media section because I knew that this was potentially going to be the best game of my life. And so ended up buying an individual ticket about 20 rows up from one of the baskets. Jeez. Actually, it was the basket that the Mavs were shooting toward in the fourth quarter. And I paid $400 for it. And it was the best $400 I've ever spent in my life. Like, hands down, yeah. Screaming the entire game. I was close to the court. I was around Mavericks fans. It was unbelievable.
I just will take the experience over anything now.
Yeah, so I will too.
I get it. It's like, that's a lot of money. But if you can be there for what potentially could be a closeout championship game or just experience that you wanted to have before, just swallow it and go for it.
How high would you go, though?
I guess it's according to I'm going to see.
Okay, for an individual ticket to go see the Mavericks win a world championship, like we almost
if it was Game 7,
$1,000.
Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah, I would too.
I would do it, and you probably can start going up, and I probably would. It'd get to a point where I would say no, but
there are things.
Dude, you know those, like the people that flew from here to go out to Arizona last year for Game 5 of the World Series. Those tickets, you could have got a $150 ticket, like, because those people knew.
Yeah, but right. You're incorporating the cost of the trip and all that. Because my brother and I have talked about trying to go, like, maybe see Texas at Ohio State next year. And so then that, you got the flight and a place to stay plus tickets.
Let's go. But let's do it. That experience is so awesome. Off the charts.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it.
And I really, I'm actually going to do this. I'm like 80% sure we're going to do it. But next year when the Rangers play Boston in May at Fenway, we're planning on going up there specifically to see the Rangers play at Fenway.
Heck yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, that whole totality of that trip, plus I got to pay for someone else, but you know.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Yeah, it is.
Because we went out to San Francisco one over Christmas break one time and took the whole family out there, and the whole trip was planned around going to see the Warriors because my oldest was such a Steph fan. And you can't really catch a deal at a Warrior. That was in the run too.
No, and you can't catch a deal there. So you're buying four tickets?
Four tickets.
That's and a they lot. Were,
dude, they were each $450.
A couple grand, like, just to step into the building.
Yes. Yes.
Got
to
do it.
And that was basically, that was Christmas. No.
Yeah.
That was Christmas. So the more you can do by yourself, the better.
Yes, exactly.
That's so true.
What's the worst incident surrounding the time you got called into your boss's office, regardless of the job, because you got in trouble? Were you written up? Apology, et cetera, et cetera. Mine, oh, mine. Right out of the chute.
Go
I've
ahead.
Got two.
Okay.
And they were both at the ticket.
Interesting.
When one time I was accused, we did an interview. There was a huge sponsor. It was a beer sponsor. And at the time, they were running, the beer sponsor had this promotion where these two people were the face of the beer. All right. And we had an opportunity to interview them, which I did in person. I think it may have been at a Mavericks game. And I did the interview. And at the time, our ticker guy, Kevin Scott, made a very a comment that probably did not need to be made or aired that was attributed to me. because I did the interview and it got back to the client or the, you know, the people that, that ran the show over there at the beer company that I did it. And I got called in there and I had to sit there and get reprimanded, even though I didn't do anything, and then eventually have to apologize for something that I didn't even do, but I kind of took the heat for it because we were about to lose a $500,000 account.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Okay.
Hello. Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's extreme. Yeah. That would do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the time I yelled at Bob Knight, or I asked Bob Knight if he took a shot at anybody, Texas Tech was a client, but I think at the time they were spending like $1,100 to promote a basketball game or something like that. I'm like, yeah, I'm not apologizing for that.
Way to go, Snake.
Way to go, Snake. Yeah, I was working a temp job for a blinds company, and I was working overnights at the station while I was doing that. And so I was so tired one time, I fell asleep in the store by myself when one of the bosses walked in and I was fast asleep.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, not good at all. So that's one of those where you get called in and it's like, hey, man, I have another job. It's my full-time job. I'm just doing this. And it's the first time I've almost gotten fired. Didn't write me up, didn't threaten to write me up and threaten to fire me, but they didn't. That's the closest I've come.
No worse feeling, especially when you're younger, going into the boss's office. For now, when I'm older, I feel like I'm the same age almost as most of our bosses. And so, but there's something about going in when you're in your 20s.
It's pretty rough, man.
Dude, and they're looking at you and calling you out for something, and you feel like you're a kid in the principal's office in the first grade.
I've been fired before, and it's uncomfortable.
Did you ever do something bad to get called in?
Apparently. I don't know that it was all true, but one time I was working for a company that wasn't in radio, and because I mean, you guys know my radio journey, and so for one, like a year, I was like, I don't know. And this is right before I started working here in 2009. So it's been like 2008, I guess. And I was working for a company, and they called me in because we had gone to some sort of a seminar or something. And we got back, and in front of everybody, on that Monday morning, the manager boss goes through this list of things that I had apparently done at the seminar, including simulating a striptease on stage, breaking a chandelier, playing profane rap music from my hotel room, simulating an act on a beer bottle.
Why did you get
on a beer bottle?
Well, three of them were true.
I'll say only one of those sounds like it wasn't you.
Thank you.
The rap music.
That's
right?
What I said.
It's like, I would never play rap music.
I hate rap music.
And it wasn't me. It was somebody else. But somehow I got roped into the other stuff. And the other stuff was whatever.
Yeah, the beer bottle thing was definitely you.
Look, the funniest part is the way you told the story, because you were kind of defiant and even describing what you were accused of. Like, that you didn't do any of that stuff.
No,
like,
I mean,
well, yeah, I did three of them.
And that was weird, because I'll never forget this. We're sitting, there's like seven other people that work at this company, and she lists all this off, and she goes, and you know what the final thing is? And I just kind of go, what? She goes, you no longer work here. And I was like, all right. And she goes, oh, that's it? You don't have anything to say for yourself? And I was like,
you have another beer bottle?
No.
Show you. I was like, no.
And she goes, go to your desk and pack up your stuff. I was like, I don't have anything to pack up. Which I didn't. And so they I'll never forget, one girl goes, you think you're so funny. You always talk about how you're going to do radio. You're never going to do anything. Well, look at me now. The book bitch is here.
Wow.
He's still mad.
He is upset.
Yeah, because they lied. What was the industry that you were in?
I guess like selling advertising in a sense.
They lied about one.
Like, I don't know how to describe it without
one.
And probably the least aggressive one out of all three.
They accused me of having sex with a beer bottle.
No.
Which I did,
that.
But like, what's the deal?
I mean, I did it.
No.
Who cares?
I did not do that. It was
nothing wrong with that.
What?
You know what? You're fired. He just shows
it absurd.
You know what? I need to tell Kat to write him up.
That might be worse.
That's just worse.
The whole thing about the striptease on stage, there's like several hundred people there, and the band called me up, and I started like, oh, yeah, and everybody's like, chant my name. I was like, this is great. And now I'm in trouble? It's ridiculous.
How old were you?
Like 27?
Oh, way too old.
28?
Doing a beer bottle.
No, and the chandelier thing, I didn't know. We were at a bar and I'd been drinking and you guys know I use my hands a lot. And I was telling a story and I threw up my hands and I accidentally hit the chandelier and it broke and like fell down and all that.
Were you standing on a chair?
No.
It
was during the striptease.
Right. it was during the beer bottle.
Right. The beer bottle was what
getting into it.
But I'm glad you guys have my back on the rap thing, because I told her, I was like, that's not true.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Obviously.
All right. Thank you, Snake. Thank you, Mark, right?
Yeah, Mark from Oklahoma.
Yeah, thanks. That was awesome. Thank you so very much.
We'll see you at Choctaw on Friday.
Do this again next week.